Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Good morning. It's August 31st, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke 16, verse 13, and it reads, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." You know, I've said this a time or two, but it's worth repeating. Adherence to the Ten Commandments is true freedom. You either submit to God and serve Him, or you submit to everything else. Exodus 20, verse 3 says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And Jesus here in Luke says, "You cannot serve two masters." We in America have largely chosen which God we will serve, and it isn't Yahweh. And choosing mammon or money is essentially choosing self. We've become a self-idolizing culture, and we're reaping the results of sowing this culture today. You know, 64 plus million children sacrificed on the altar of self-idolization. $30 trillion of national debt due to government dependence because it's easier and safer, you know, rather than firm reliance on divine providence. Sexual immorality, broken homes, abandoned children, radical materialism, drunkenness, and depravity everywhere you look. Because when we have a choice to choose between two masters, we so often choose mammon. We choose self. The result of that, either intended or unintended, as Jesus says, is hatred toward the other. We are a nation in many respects that have grown to hate God. God demands that we worship Him. Well, we hate that because we worship only ourselves. God demands devotion to Him, and we hate that because no one is more important than ourselves, and money is just the means by which we gratify all the desires that we deem of importance to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." And Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So do you find it a joy to live by God's commands? You do if you are born again. When we follow Jesus, He is with us, helping us obey God's commands. As we call on Him every day, saying, "Help me obey," because that is the only way we are able to follow His commands anyway. We are in the right state of mind, humility, when we're asking for help. And pride tries to think of the easiest way or the shortcut to have your desires fulfilled, but it leads to death. Pride is lazy then, actually. Pride says, "I will get to the top and find fulfillment now in myself." Humility finds fulfillment in Christ. And only in Christ is there everlasting life. The wide road is filled with fleshly pleasures and the pride of life. But think how foolish to only live for this life that is a speck of sand in a desert. Why not live for Christ in this short time to gain eternal riches and eternal fellowship with God?
And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 122, verse 1. "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go into the house of the Lord.'"
A proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27. "She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.